1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A jury says the gunman in Pittsburgh's Tree of Life synagogue shooting should get the death penalty when he's officially sentenced tomorrow for killing 11 people in 2018. KDKA TV reporter Andy Sheehan.
Was he in the throes of a schizophrenic delusion? Was he sort of not in his right mind? Now, the jury, in reaching its decision and going through all these aggravating versus these mitigating factors, found that, yeah, he had a terrible childhood, but they did not buy the mental health experts of the defense.
Gene Klickner was at the synagogue the day of the shooting.
I don't even know what to say about the verdict because it's not a happy day.
The massacre is considered the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Pope Francis is in Portugal for World Youth Day, where he met with survivors of clergy sexual abuse. The Vatican says he heard their stories and blasted the country's Catholic hierarchy for not doing more to protect them. A scary kidnapping case out west.
Investigators say a man who posed as an undercover police officer kidnapped a woman in Seattle, drove her hundreds of miles to his home in Oregon, and kept her in a makeshift cell from which she eventually escaped and found help. The FBI says the 29-year-old is charged with interstate kidnapping. Police are searching for more possible victims after linking him to sexual assaults in at least four other states. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Former President Trump will be arraigned again tomorrow for another federal indictment over efforts to overturn the 2020 election as he runs again for 2024. But former Vice President and GOP hopeful Mike Pence says Trump should sit this one out.
I really do believe that anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
Actress Leah Remini is suing Scientology.
It's a wide-ranging lawsuit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court in which Remini claims she was stalked, surveilled, harassed, threatened, and intimidated, and that she has been the victim of intentional, malicious, and fraudulent rumors. Remini was a member of the church until she broke from it in 2013 and became an outspoken critic.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. The U.S.'s credit rating has been downgraded for only the second time in decades. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Fitch's decision is puzzling in light of the economic strength we see in the United States. I strongly disagree with Fitch's decision.
And it triggered Wall Street's worst day in months. The Dow lost 348 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. With the end of EAA last weekend, the busy airport in Oshkosh quiets down until next year. Pete Schwabe has some follow-up details.
Despite two tragic crashes in the final days, EAA Air Venture ended on a high note. A record number of people attended. The 70th EAA broke the attendance record set last year. 2022's attendance was 650,000. This year's attendance topped 677,000. EAA officials are calling this year's event a big success.
In Wisconsin Rapids, a section of 9th Avenue North is closed between High Street and Fremont Street. The road will be reconstructed by city crews starting today at noon. They expect to complete the project by the beginning of October. You can help name the new dog park in town. Visit wirapids.org to submit your suggested name for the park between now and September 1st at noon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 64 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High of 90. 60 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun Friday with highs in the mid 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 86.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When I wake up in my own pink world, I get up out of bed and wave to my homegirls. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
She's so cool. All dolled up, just playing chess by the pool. Come on, we got important things to do.
What's up, everybody?
It's her and her.
It's Monday, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show. And I'm, of course, the Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm here with my producer, Anya Anastasia Esther. We're actually proximate to each other because I'm in the official WAUK studio today.
Yes, reunited at long last.
Yes.
For the first time.
The next time we can play the reunited song, right?
Yeah.
Because it feels so good.
Yes.
We're doing it. Big news weekend. But before I get to that, I just have to share some of my own personal mumbo jumbo from the weekend because, as all of you who have been listening know, we have the huge sales tax vote in Milwaukee County on Thursday. Really excited. I'm going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by County Board Supervisor Kathleen Vincent, who cast an absolutely critical vote in the county sales tax vote. She voted for that sales tax. She's a brand new supervisor, which I think really is it. Those are folks I like to ask, like, hey, how did you come to that decision? Because she is new to the county. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to ask Kathy some personal questions, so it won't be all shop talk. But obviously, I took Friday off, came in, I got to talk with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair, Radio Heroes. It was a much lighter weight conversation, although we did dig in. If you didn't have a chance to check that out, you can always listen to the podcast at the Civic Media website. And then going into the weekend, I was so excited. It was Brady Street Festival, which is a lovely conflagration of Eastsiders and folks from out of town in the Milwaukee area, which is always such a positive thing. And to feel the vibe, drag shows and coming together and all kinds of different people. And then on Sunday, some of you may know that I have a 9-month-old puppy named Josephine Margot that I call Finny. And she's a little miniature dachshund because I figured I'm a great big ginormous person. I'm 6 feet tall. If you don't know this, not only will I get a small dog, to wit dachshund, but a miniature dachshund. And of course, this weekend was German Fest. So that was fun. Had to check that out. I am of German descent. Big shocker there. If you're from Wisconsin, I don't care what color you are. You probably got a little German in you. And they have their now world famous weenie races and dachshund races, the Wiener races at German Fest on Sunday. So we were a first time entrant, given that Finny is only 9 months old, and I signed her up, dutifully registered, got there. was watching like all of these people who had their dogs like psyched up and ready to go. And there were 17 heats of racing dachshunds. Yeah, Anya.
That's too many dachshunds.
It was a weenie dog festivus for the rest of us. It was so much fun. Little, cute, adorable pups everywhere. A goodly bit of yipping.
Sure, sure.
You can imagine. But little Finny, yeah, so we put her in. And they name the different divisions, right? Because they do it by age. So, for example, like the eldest dachshunds, their division was called the Braunschweigers, right? Which just, I think I have it. And then like they went down in age, the Frankfurter division, and they went through. So you'll never guess what they called the 0 to 1 year old division, which Finny was in.
My guess would be the Vienna sausages. Heat, that teeny tiny little sausages.
You're super close. I actually am going to call it like substantively accurate.
Sure.
They called it the Little Smokies.
Yes.
Which I was just like, oh, she's in the Little Smokies division. They had these little tiny little bandanas to put on all the dogs so that the guy that was announcing it could say, coming in first, Pink. And it was a goodly distance. Like with all the people there and all the shouting and the speakers, your dog could not hear you at all. Like no chance of it. And I have a big mouth. There was absolutely no chance my little weenie was going to hear me through all of that noise. And there were, I think, 8 dogs running in her division. And I thought, listen, if she just runs to me-ish, we'll call this victory, right? Because they're young. And there was so much excitement and dogs were all over the place. And she was excited and doing her thing. And they have a releaser and a catcher of the dog because it's like that far away, you know? So there I am down at the end. I wore a really big, like bright dress because I figured maybe she'll see me. So what place do you think little Finny came in?
Oh my goodness. I have full confidence that she came in not last place.
I love that, Anya. She was not only not last, this little Smokey smoked the competition.
Really?
We will put the video up on my Instagram after the show today. She ran as soon as they said, ready, set, go. She didn't look around, didn't look at any other dogs, didn't run sideways, even the tiniest bit diagonally. She took off like she was launched. And at full tilt clip with like dog fully extended, because of course I've watched it in slow-mo like 18 times, you know, where the dog's feet are fully out and the ears are completely flapped up in the air, like fully airborne.
Yes.
Her little butt, 11.1 pounds, just was at the vet on Friday. We had her in fighting shape, took off like she was launched out of a rocket and ran directly to me. No other dog even finished for a few more seconds. I think she would have cleaned up in any of the age races. It was so much fun. I was so proud of her. And then she was done and she sort of like ran up, got her treats for me, and then ran away and kind of like herded the other dogs over the finish line because all the other puppies were just randomly scooting about. So you are going to want to check out my gram and the Twitter, or what are we even calling it now?
X.
X? That's what I'm supposed to refer to Twitter as, is X.
Yeah, they put a big sign on top of the building. It's official.
That apparently is like cutting through blackout shades and bothering everyone in San Francisco.
It's like having a lighthouse in an X shape pointed at your apartment in San Francisco.
That sounds like fun.
Very fun.
It's like a vanity project for a megalomaniac. I mean, talk about a single-handed undermining of a corporate brand because X is so much more. It even sounds dumb. I'm going to X you. Lame. I'm just calling it Twitter.
You should. Because like, what else would we call a tweet? A jeet? A heat? I don't know how
I'm
going to
X you? That's what I mean. It's so dumb. Well, at least he picked some really bright colors and a catchy logo. Oh, wait, no. No, it's black and white and a normal looking X. Anyways, I'll put the pictures up on the Twit, the X, and Instagram and Facebook. I'll get the video up there of little Finny. showing everybody how it's done at the Vino races. Oh, I have a winner wiener.
A winning wiener.
A winning wiener. She was just so precious. But lots of news happening. So I had to take up some minutes for Finn because I had no idea what to expect. And she killed it. And I did employ some race strategy.
Okay.
You know, if you want to win, don't do what everybody else is doing.
Right, right.
And I did not do that. I'm not going to give away the strategy.
I was about to ask.
No, lest someone cop it. Next year's race class that she'll be in, that's the big one. It's the 1 to 3 year olds. Mm-hmm. They ran 3 heats of those.
Wow.
Yesterday. So here's what. Last week, I spent a long time, 3 days, and then a little bit more on Thursday, bringing together what we know Donald Trump is going to be charged with in the January 6th indictment by Jack Smith, which includes 18 U.S.C. 242. And I explained that these were provisions enacted after the Civil War to protect Black Americans' civil rights and their right to vote. They were first enforced. These are criminal statutes. Really, in modern history, coming out of the 60s and 70s to fight back against the KKK and other violent groups that were effectively using the imagery of white supremacy, as well as killing people and lynching people to intimidate people out of voting. That's what it was about, voter intimidation at the end of the day. And that it is meaningful that Donald Trump is being charged under a criminal federal statute that is seeking to protect the franchise of black voters, because that is what all of this is about. But of course, the Republican Party's attack on voting rights is never unidimensional. It's not just about black people. And it's amazing, it was as if I set it up last week, Anya, that today and over the weekend, a whole bunch more news happened that also is about Republicans trying to keep us from employing our franchise, from using our right to vote. And I want to start with the local one, which was the lawsuit filed by Janelle Branchon. And she sued the wrong people because she's an idiot. A conspiratorial wingnut. Sued the wrong people. So the case was dismissed today. And so this is news today. Came out at about noon. But here's what her lawsuit was seeking to do. It was basically seeking to stop the counting of overseas military ballots. So here you have the GOP trying to stop the count of one sort of absentee ballot. So, yeah, if you're black or brown, if you served in the military, the GOP says, no, we really don't. We want less of you voting. Which, again, strategically to me makes no sense, because all else being equal, one would assume that Republicans would tend to get a few more votes from the military just going on sort of long-held generalizations. I don't think that that holds up under any scrutiny. So, yeah. That happened today. Scott Walker gets blown up in a Vice article today because little Scotty Zero is getting paid nearly $1 million a year to do nothing. And what's that? What that article is basically about at the end some is the GOP doesn't want college age people voting either, and they've been saying this quiet part.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, From sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Wausau, Wisconsin, in Athletic Park, the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors visit the Wausau Woodchucks for the third and final game in this series. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, a much-needed off day for the Raptors yesterday. It was the day before, though, that they swept the Woodchucks in the doubleheader. They won the first game 5-0, where it picked up in the bottom of the first. It was an originally scheduled makeup game from the previous Thursday, so they took care of business in the first game. In the second game, boy, that was a game where they were up 5-0, cruising the entire way through in seven innings. Bottom of the seventh came around. Wausau, five straight runs. They made it 5-5, but the Raptors were able to pull it out in extra innings. They won that game 6-5, so they're a team right now that has been playing a lot better baseball. They won six of their past seven, another three-game win streak. They're 13-11, second in the Great Lakes West with a half game back of the Mallards, but they're a team that's 17-11 on the road, so they've been playing a lot better away from Witter Field, and they're certainly a team that has the best overall record in the Great Lakes West right now, 33-26. Remind you, they finished second in the Great Lakes West in the first half at 20-15. They've really turned it around. They've brought in new guys here, new faces. So we'll see how this new look Raptors team carries throughout the rest of the season. But they're a team getting started with Caleb Shulist making his debut on the mound for the Raptors, and a guy that, well, hasn't appeared in a game yet. He's a rising redshirt senior out of UW Parkside, and he's from Shantytown, Wisconsin. Went to Stevens Point High School in the Stevens Point area, so he's a guy making his debut. Kalen Grimm was originally going to get the start. Kalen Grimm will be coming in shortly after in about 3-4 innings. So Shulist looking for him to make an appearance and see how he gets going. And his first start, not only in the Northwoods League, but for the Raptors. Alex Duffy will be behind the plate today. So the catcher from Elon returning into the lineup. Brendan Bobo at first, and he is on the verge of history tonight. We'll get into him shortly as things go on. Ty Johnson at second. Kyle Carlson, the Piedmont College product, at third. Aiden Brewer returns to the sixth position. He's at shortstop. Anthony Gallison at left. Orlando Lordoy is at center. And a new face, Jack Gifford, out of Cabrillo College in right field from Santa Cruz, California. So making his debut out at right field. As for the Woodchucks, they're a team that's really been struggling. They've lost their previous eight games. They fell to the Mallards yesterday 3-1. They only had three hits, so they've really been struggling when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. And the team right now 29-31, fourth overall record in the Great Lakes West. They sit last in the second half. But when you look at this team, you know, their statistics don't really speak to how well they hit the ball. I mean, they're a team that bats at 265. That's six in the Northwoods League. And also 539 hits, which comes in at fifth. So when you see their record and you see their statistics, it doesn't really match up. And they're also third in the league in doubles. This is a team that can go to the extra base and the extra mile. They're ninth in the league in fielding percentage, and they're 10th in strikeouts. But losing their last eight games, it's the longest losing streak of the season. They've given up 52 runs while doing so, and also have committed 20 errors as well. So they're committing, you know, a lot of errors, and the Raptors can exploit that. You know, with Wausau as a team that didn't commit any errors yesterday, but they've been struggling on the defensive side of the ball. They're going with Alex Wallace, the McLennan Community College product, on the mound. Carson Richter making his debut. He's at catcher today. Mark Schallenberger a guy that bats a 323 for this team, a reliable guy, but he's batting third in the lineup today. Christian Mitchell at second, Mike McGinnis at third. Evan Funkhauser hasn't recorded a hit yet. He's at shortstop. Mike Adair at left field. Dwight Allen, the Georgia Bulldog, at center. And Trent Van Ness out of Wisconsin Stevens Point, he's at right field. But Wausau right now in their longest losing streak of the season, 8 right now. Their longest losing streak was about 4, and then they just really haven't won many games, and they've really been struggling. They were 9-8 at one point in the season. They were looking towards possibly the playoffs, but right now 9-16, they've really struggled, and it comes to offensively just haven't really lifted themselves, defensively committing a lot of errors in the field. But Wisconsin Rapids, they're a team, though, when it looks on the defense, on the offensive side of the ball, they've had a .242 as a team. That's 20th in the league with 477 hits, also comes in at 20th. So that right there, when you look at that, and also they're a team that 254 RBIs in total, 22nd as a team. But defensively, that's where they can exploit other teams. First in ERA with a 3.65. They're tied for second in the least amount of errors. They're also fourth in double plays. So they lead the Woodchucks 6-2 right now in the season series. They won the first three, then Wausau won the past two out of the three. But the Rafters, they've won the last three, including a doubleheader sweep on Monday. So it was an off day yesterday. They're back here for the quote-unquote second game of this series. The first game was technically the second game of that doubleheader. But still, nonetheless, it's a three-game series, 3 games in 4 days against the Woodchucks. So 3-1 here at Athletic Park. They've outscored Wausau 19-18, but really starting to play a lot better. And we look at this team, they're batting a 267 in their past 5 games, 43 hits in 24 RBIs. They've gotten 27 runs because of it. So Alex Wallace, a guy for them, hoping to slow down this Rafter team. He's a guy that's had 4 games appeared in with a 1-0 record. He won versus Green Bay. He goes to McLennan Community College, which obviously is the previous school of leadoff hitter Ty Johnson. So Johnson on his teammate, Alex Wallace, will be a future McLennan Community College guy. He's a high school senior out of Rancho Santa Margarita, California, so out from the West Coast. So this game is about 9 minutes away. I'm going to take a quick step aside here on WFHR. First pitch coming up from Athletic Park here shortly. We'll step away.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
If-
if you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you will always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside Athletic Park has Wausau. They're a team that's in their blue uniforms today to debut in here on this Wednesday afternoon, and well, Rafters blue uniforms for Wausau. They got their white leggings with the green and white logos on the front and the numbers on the back. The Rafters, they have their maroon tops with the black leggings. So Wisconsin Rapids, they're going to get going here. Ty Johnson a little bit early as a start. He starts usually at 6:35. It's 6:32, so Ty Johnson's going to step in though and start. So Wisconsin Rapids in the maroon and gold uniforms. We've seen them all season long with the black leggings. So two McLennan Community College guys going at it, one future and one past. As looking in is Alex Wallace, and the first delivery is in for a strike. 0-1. So Johnson batting a 270, 54 hits on a 200 at-bats. He's got 35 runs, 34 walks, and he'll see down on a ball low. So count runs at 1-1. Here on Johnson. Ty Johnson headed to Baylor next season. 24 RBIs, 34 strikeouts. As he'll foul and get, well, it was hit by a pitch there. So Johnson will take first. Good start for the Rafters. So Ty Johnson hit by a pitch. Hayden Brewer is due up. Four hits on 22 at-bats. He bats a 182. So a rising senior. And it's UNC Greensboro from Dexter, Michigan. Four walks he's drawn this season. Johnson at first. Good start for the Rafters. Here, top of the first. Looking in is Wallace. First delivery just up above the zone on a fastball. 1-0. He struck out seven times, though, Aiden Brewer, putting up in the two spots. So Jorge Degani is gone from the team. Degani has left. Broussard is gone as well. Burnett has left. Drake Fries is gone. So a little bit of a clean out. The Rafters are going to have to, you know, kind of make this up and recreate these guys in the aggregate. Well, how can you do that? You got different guys coming in, hoping to replace those guys. As Brewer batting second, heading the count 2-0, and Wallace will see ball three up above the zone. So 3-0 count. Alex Wallace, a guy that's appeared in four games, a 1-0 record, one versus Green Bay, 8 2/3 innings of work, as a 3-0 up high and above the zone for ball four. So just like that, runners on first and second, nobody down. Alex Wall is struggling to find the strike zone. And Brendan Bobo is due up. So now Bobo on the verge of history. He's got 11 home runs this season, 17 last season, 28 overall. The record all time in the Northwoods League is 28. One more and he breaks it. He cements himself in the history books forever. So is this the moment? Can Brendan Bobo, he's already done it once. He's done it twice this season, a grand slam in game one back on Tuesday, back on Monday, and Wallace will set in and throw a ball. So Brendan Bobo tied for second in the league in home runs, but as Ross Davis stepping out of the dugout right now and walking towards the mound, Wallace really struggling to throw strikes. He really could open the doors up here for the Rafters early. So 1-0 count. So Brendan Bobo, I mean, we have our TV broadcaster here down and our camera guy. They actually shot a feature story on Bobo today. They've traveled up here to Wausau. Our camera guy's in the dugout right now. So it's a big deal. I mean, certainly is. Bobo, he's gone home run here once when he did it. We've gone here twice. Once when the Raptors were down 2-0. They won that game 3-2. He had a three-run shot into left center and then bombed a grand slam his first of the season last time on Monday. And the 1-0 down low to Bobo. And it goes for a ball 2-0. Wallace can't find the zone right now. He went four innings against Kokomo and allowed three hits, three runs, but three strikeouts. That was his longest stint of the season. And Brewer at first, Johnson at second. The 2-0 to Bobo in four strike. So two balls a strike here on Bobo. 38 hits, 43 RBIs. So 46 strikeouts. Bats a 236. Leads the team in strikeouts. And Wallace sets in the 2-1, goes way inside. Bobo backs away, up and away, and a ball 3-1. So right now, one ball away of loading the bases for the Rafters, for them to strike early. So Wausau's lost eight straight, three balls a strike. Wallace the 3-1, and down low for ball four. Bases loaded for the Rafters, and a great start. Johnson hit by a pitch. Brewer and Bobo both walked, and this brings up Orlando Lordoy. So Lordoy now batting at 241. Nine hits, 41 at-bats for the Panamanian. So Lordoy now, it's his turn to step in. Bases loaded. Wallace looks and serves in a strike. Well, no, Lordoy batting a 220, yes, a 220. Nine hits, 41 at-bats. He's had a run, a home run, and eight RBIs. And he swings and misses that one, 0-2. So Lordoy out of Benedictine University at Mesa. Decent crowd here on this Wednesday night in Wausau. Rafters back at home tomorrow. First time they've technically been at home since Friday. And the 0-2 way up and above the zone, up at a fastball. 1-2. It was the last time they've actually played a home game at Witterfield was last Sunday. So a ball and two strikes. Count runs at 1-2. Coming set is Wallace. The 1-2 to Lordoy and flies this back and away. So Rafters 90 feet away from striking first. A ball, two strikes. The count runs at 1-2. You have Bobo at first, Brewer at second, and Ty Johnson leading the team in runs. He's at third. Wallace, the right-hander, kicks in the 1-2. Way inside and goes behind home plate. Johnson racing home. The throw, the tag, and he's safe. Johnson will get home. So Ty Johnson on a wild pitch that goes behind the catcher, Richter. And Johnson at home. Rafters lead 1-0. So Ty Johnson, how about that? Good start for the Rafters. A wild pitch goes behind Lordoy, and the count runs at 2-2. So the runners advance. Bobo to second. Brewer to third. Nobody down. The 2-2. And a swing and a high fly ball drifting away into the stands, and Lordoy staying alive. Wallace really struggling here. Wausau still looking for their first win in eight games.
Waco, Texas.
They were 9-8, now 9-16. And the 2-2 to Lordoy, and a swing and a bouncer that stays fair. First baseman Schallenberger tags it, and runners do not advance. So Schallenberger was on top of it. That's one out. So Anthony Gallison now, 34 hits, 126 at-bats. Gallison batting at 284. 16 RBIs. Well, no, 21 RBIs for Gallison. So Gallison now, he'll see a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike here on Gallison. A guy that's really batted a lot better. So he's done his job. A ball and a strike, in and out. 23 strikeouts for Gallison. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleer will see the 1-1 up on a curve inside, and it comes out of the zone, 2-1. So two balls, a strike, one down. If you're Wausau here, and getting only one run scored against you would be a win in this scenario. They still have work to do. Gallison will see the 2-1, and a swing and a ground ball over to the third baseman, who throws it in time. McGinnis, the tag from Richter, and he gets him. Gallison will get to first. So McGinnis on top of that, and they made the right play at home. Runners at first and third now. Bobo to third. Gallison gets the base on a fielder's choice, and James Bornick will now step in. So Bornick, one hit on six at-bats. A 167 batter with a strikeout. Rising junior out of Marion University, near the where the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders play in their home field. From Suamico, Wisconsin. And almost a wild pitch, and it goes once again. A throw, the tag, and Bobo will slide safe. So another wild pitch from Wallace. Bobo gets home, and now the Raptors double their lead. They're up 2-0, just like they did in game two, where they went up 2-0 in the first, and they're doing so once again. So Bobo Johnson get home. Alex Wallace struggling here, 1-0 count, two down. You have Gallison at second. And Wallace the 1-0. And Bornick hits a high fly ball into right field. Heading back. And this one's off the wall. On his way home is Gallison. He'll score. And James Bornick, his first RBI of the season. Raptors triple their lead. They're up 3-0. So a two out. One run RBI double for James Bornick. And the Raptors in front, 3-0. Not the start Wausau was looking for. Raptors looking to build their lead. Already up 3-0 here in this game. And now we're stepping in. Jack Gifford out of Cabrillo College, making his debut. So a native of Santa Cruz, California. Heading this count 1-0. So 1-0 count. And Wallace sets and delivers low. Up at a ball, 1-0. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two down. One hit for the Raptors, three runs because of it. Bornick at second. Coming set. And a swing and a liner up the middle. And that gets down before Allen can get to it. On his way home is Bornick. He'll slide safe. And the Raptors add to their lead once more. A huge inning. They're up 4-0. So Jack Gifford, what a start from him. An RBI single. 4-0. And a one-run RBI double from Bornick. And then an RBI single from Gifford. And this brings up Kyle Carlson. So great start for Jack Gifford. Really having issues on the mound is Alex Wallace, 4-0, and a swing and a sharply hit ball into right center field. That drops between Van Ness and Allen. Charging away is Gifford. He's going to tag home from third on his way home, and the Raptors up 5-0. A huge inning, and Kyle Carlson now a one-run RBI double. And wow, Wisconsin Rapids, just a massive inning, up 5-0. And this takes us to the bottom of the order, Alex Duffy now. So Duffy batting at 200, 10 RBIs, 17 strikeouts. Carlson at second, and Wallace sets in. And a low throw at a ball that time, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Wallace up to 30 pitches now. Just looking to get out of this inning, because if he gets to 35 pitches in an inning, he has to come out for the rest of the game. And at this point, maybe that's the right thing to do. 2-0 count, two gone, three hits, five runs for the Raptors. A dominant display of baseball here. They are not slowing down. Carlson at second. The 2-0 down low at a ball. 3-0. So 3-0 count, two down. You have Carlson at second. What a start for the Raptors. 5-0 here on top of the first. And there is another walk. Duffy will see ball four. He'll take first. And this takes us to the top of the order. Johnson's already scored. You have runners at first and second.
Johnson was hit by a pitch.
And Alex Wallace up to 33 pitches. He'll have to come out if he gets to 35. Three hits, five runs. Five of those have come earned. Three walks as well. Two gone. And here's Wallace. Sets in and can't find the zone at a ball this time. And a fastball 1-0. So Ty Johnson, his first time up, was hit by a pitch here in the top of this inning. The 1-0. And there's a strike, 1-1. So 35 pitches for Alex Wallace. And now he will not be able to come back in for the rest of this game. So his day is done in the 1-1. And a swing and a miss low at a foul, though. Doesn't matter, 1-2. So a ball, two strikes here on Johnson. Wisconsin Rapids, five runs already here in the first. A ball, two strikes, two gone. Coming set and looking is Wallace. And the 1-2 way up on the inside. Johnson, he'll see ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Hayden Brewer on deck. 5-0, three hits as well. A long first inning, but as on his way, and Johnson hits a popped-up ball into the infield. Charging after it is Funkhauser, the shortstop, and that will take us to the end of the inning. But the Raptors, three hits, five runs, an avalanche of runs here in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the second. 5-0, they lead.
You are listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first here at Athletic Park. Well, how about that? Rafters, five runs. All five of those have come earned. They've had three hits as well. So they're playing really well and a great start for them on the offensive side. So Wausau will get their chance to bat here in the bottom half of this inning. Dwight Allen will be leading off, but Caleb Shulist, a rising redshirt senior out of University of Wisconsin Parkside from Shantytown, Wisconsin for Parkside. He appeared in 14 games, had a 1-2 record, 16 and a 2/3 innings of work. He allowed 20 hits, 17 runs, but 17 strikeouts. So the left-hander stands tall at 6'6". He started in three games, also faced 83 batters total. Dwight Allen, the Georgia Bulldog, and a 333 batter. Shulis will set in for the strike, 0-1. Out of Milton, Georgia, two RBIs for him. So the center fielder, so Wausau, though, not the start they were looking for. Already a team that's lost eight straight. And now they're in a 5-0 hole as a swing and a ball popped up into the air into right center. Johnson tracking it down, and he'll make the grab. One down. So pop out from Allen, Mike Adair. He's due up. So out of the University of Dayton and from Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. So Adair, a guy that's out of left fielder and 12 RBIs for him, batting second. Caleb Shulist, the left-hander, will work in that time and can't find the zone. 1-0. But how about this? Rafters, their biggest start, seems like of the season, five runs. One gone, and Shulist will work high. And I put a ball, 2-0. Fastball, can't find the right corner. So Adair, the left fielder, he'll see the 2-0. And there's a strike that paints the corner that time, 2-1. So Caleb Shulist, Stevens Point High School, and a guy that was a conference champion in 2019, a regional champion in the same year, and also an all-star in his 2020 year. As a swing and a sharply hit ground ball to Bobo at first, charging towards it is Shulist. He'll step on the bag before getting there is Adair. So Shulist does his job, and this brings us to Mark Schellenberger at the University of Evansville and the redshirt junior from St. Louis, Missouri. 323 at the plate, three home runs, 18 RBIs. So the first baseman, Rafters, looking to retire the side in three batters. I remind you right now, they sit at second, only a half game back to Madison. Two gone, and Schellenberger will see a strike. Got a first pitch on the left corner, 0-1. So 0-1 count, two gone. Schellenberger, he'll see the 0-1, and there's a pitch that is low up on the right corner. Just can't find it, so third in the order is the first baseman, Schellenberger. Now count runs at one apiece. Two gone, well, the 1-1, and Shulist working in, just can't find the zone that time. Out at a ball, 2-1. But Rafters went through the entireness of the order. You had a one-run RBI double from Bornick, an RBI single from Gifford, a one-run RBI double from Carlson. But how about Jack Gifford, his first appearance was an RBI single, so he started off well. And Bornick as well in his seventh at-bat with a one-run RBI double. The count runs at 3-1 here on Schellenberger. Shulist works, and a swing and a miss, 3-2. So a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Schallenberger, a redshirt junior, native of St. Louis. We'll see the payoff. High and away of the zone at a ball four. So Schallenberger gets walked, and that puts the first runner on base for the Woodchucks this game. But we've seen this Woodchucks team come out of the depth, and they've come out of absolutely nowhere. You take it to the bottom of the seventh in game two. Julian Tristan, a Northwoods League All-Star for the Raptors, leads the team in saves, and then just doesn't have a great day at all. Woodchucks get five runs, and they take it to extras. Raptors fortunate to win that game. But it shows you, you have to play the full way through. That game was seven innings, but in this case, the game is long from over. Two gone on the first pitch. Outside of the zone, a little bit low on a ball that time on a curve, 1-0. So 1-0 count with two down. Schallenberger at first. He had a pop out to second and a ground out to first. The 1-0 and a swing and a sharply hit bounced ball over to Carlson at third, and it goes through him. Had trouble fielding it. Kyle Carlson, normally known for him being at first base, but he comes up with an error. So, two down. And now Christian Mitchell is due up, the second baseman out of Central Michigan. So runners on first and second. You had Christian Mitchell trying to continue this inning here, batting a 250. And a swing and a ball popped up into the first baseman. Bobo catches it on the right field line. And that will take us to the top of the second. So Wisconsin Rapids retires this side in five batters. So we'll be back here in a moment here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So top of the second inning, 5-0 Raptors in front as a new pitcher in store making his debut for the Woodchucks. Logan Haslam from Willamette University and a redshirt junior from Castro Valley, California. So hasn't made an appearance yet. And looking like Alex Wallace's day is done. Joey Fierro with you here on WFHR as the Raptors, I'll tell you, what a start. I mean, they got an RBI double from Bornick, an RBI single from Gifford, and then a one-run RBI double from Carlson. So they're with Aiden Brewer batting second in the order. So he walked his first time up at the plate. But now the Raptors, they just continue to keep getting hits, play well offensively and defensively. If they can just, you know, lock it down, they're going to be on their way to their fourth straight win. But a lot of game to be played. They've still got eight innings of baseball. We've seen Wausau come from absolutely nothing and turn it into a tie ball game. So lots of game to be played, but already a great start. They've had three hits. So Aiden Brewer walked his first time up at the plate. So Aiden Brewer, a guy out of Hillsdale College, headed to UNC Greensboro, the Division I team in Greensboro, North Carolina. So Brewer from Dexter, Michigan. A guy, they returning Rafter, and Haslam throws up above the zone at a ball. So Brewer, yeah, he was a returning Rafter. You know, last season, he had 53 games, batted a 190, 27 hits, 142 at-bats. Haslam lifts high, the right-hander, the 1-0, and sweeps low for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 count. Three hits for the Rafters. And committed an error as well, but that hasn't slowed him down. And a 2-0 way high from Haslam.